Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Leo Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of emotions. We're diving into something super crucial today, building those rock-solid boundaries that are essential for keeping your mental well-being strong and healthy. Ever feel like you're constantly giving a piece of yourself away without getting anything back? Or maybe you've got this nagging feeling like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to speak up because you don't want to upset anyone? Trust me, you're not alone. We're all human, and learning how to set boundaries can be a real game changer in how we show up for ourselves and the people around us. Now, when it comes to setting boundaries, there are five key things that are going to make a world of difference. First up, awareness is your superpower. Start by paying attention to those little triggers, those moments when you feel drained, resentful, or just plain out of sorts. What situations or types of interactions tend to leave you feeling this way? Identifying these patterns is the first step towards understanding where those boundaries need to be drawn. Second, know your values. What truly matters to you? Honesty, respect, independence, creativity? Let your values be your compass when it comes to making decisions about how much energy and attention you give others. If something doesn't align with your core beliefs, it's perfectly okay to step back or say no. Third, practice saying no. I know, it can feel scary at first. But remember, saying yes to everything is like overwatering a plant. Eventually, it just won't thrive. Saying no politely but firmly allows you to protect your time and energy for the things that truly matter. Think of it this way. Saying no to one thing opens up space for saying yes to something that aligns with your values and brings you joy. Fourth, communicate clearly. When you set a boundary, make sure you're communicating it assertively and respectfully. Don't be afraid to express your needs directly. A simple, "I need some time to myself right now," or "I'm not comfortable discussing that topic," can go a long way in establishing healthy limits. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. The important thing is to learn from those moments and keep practicing. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is an act of self-love and strength, not weakness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've got this friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems, even when you're already exhausted. You feel obligated to listen because you're a good friend, but secretly, it's draining your energy and leaving you feeling resentful. This is a classic boundary situation. Maybe next time they call, instead of jumping into the conversation, you could say something like, "Hey, I really care about you and want to be there for you, but I'm actually super drained right now. Can we talk tomorrow when I've had some time to recharge?" Setting that boundary might feel a little awkward at first, but it shows your friend that you value your own well-being while still being supportive. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of those emotional triggers and situations that drain you. Live by your values. They're your guiding star when deciding where to draw the line. Don't be afraid to say no, politely but firmly. Communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout this process. This whole mindful masculinity thing isn't about being rigid or unapproachable. It's about owning your emotions, respecting yourself, and building healthy relationships with the people around you. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is an act of strength, not weakness. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and rock your world. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review if you enjoyed this episode, and share it with your friends who could use a little dose of mindful masculinity. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.